I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media with an interview with Decatur businessman Dan Calkins. He's among three Republicans and one Democrat seeking to succeed the retiring Bill Mitchell in the 101st Illinois House District. Calkins told me that a wave of retirements will bring at least 25 new members to the Illinois House next year, and he hopes that can lead to positive change.
The 101st District, people are unhappy. They're mad. They're very disappointed. Their property taxes are too high. Their income tax just got raised. Their roads aren't being taken care of. The schools need help. But I don't think that's unique. I think every House district in Illinois suffers the same symptoms, whether it's a Republican House district or a Democrat House district. So these 25 freshmen next year, I think we're all coming to Springfield with the same message from our constituents. And I hope that I can take my leadership and my life experiences to Springfield and work together, grab my arms around, put my arms around a group of people. And if we can get a coalition of 15, 16, 17 freshman House members, we can agree to work on things, Jim, that make a difference to Illinois, that are going to keep people here, bring people here, cut some wasteful spending.
One issue that seems to have stymied everybody in Springfield for the past several years is state pensions. What do you think about addressing that issue?
We are $130 billion in the rears in funding our pensions. About 20 years ago, the state of Illinois allowed new university employees, to enroll in a 401k-style retirement plan. I believe that every new employee in the state should be given that opportunity, and maybe actually that would be their only choice. And I'd go further. And I would offer any current employee an opportunity to get out of an underfunded, underwater, uncertain pension plan and get into a 401k-style plan where that money is theirs, where the politicians can't get their hands on their retirement money. I think that would go a long way in solving our pension problems.
Do you think the state's business climate is a part of the problem that you're finding voters talking about? And do you think that's something that the General Assembly can do something about?
I'm a small business owner. I own my own business for 25 years, and my brother and I still own an assisted living facility up in the Chicago suburbs. I definitely understand the business climate. There is an issue with the business climate. The regulations, the rules, the work comp, the tort issues, they've tried to be addressed. Unfortunately, I don't think the state legislature has gone far enough. We see that when companies are still leaving Illinois. It's one of the things that we have to focus on if we're going to retain and attract jobs. All the states around us are growing, and Illinois is shrinking. There's a reason for that. It's not a good business climate. There aren't good jobs coming, and it's a shame.
Do you see, if you're coming into the legislature next year, any particular things that the General Assembly could do as far as addressing that issue? Maybe even something that you might be able to get enough Democrats to climb on board, whatever the ratio is between the two parties, and get passed?
One of the things I believe we have to do is get our hands on our spending. We have to find a way to do redetermination on public aid. We need to find a way to do the things that the state is required, or, you know, we've mandated our representatives to do in order to fulfill our obligations. But we've got to quit doing things that don't give us a return. And until we get our budgets under control, it's going to be very, very difficult to address other issues that are going to have a significant impact.
Let me ask you about term limits and also redistricting reform. These have both run into opposition from Democrats and from the courts. Do you see avenues that progress could be made if you do support things like that?
Well, certainly I do support both issues. I signed two petitions just to get the question of redistricting on the ballot. Unfortunately, the political insiders in the Chicago Democrats have found a way to influence the Illinois Supreme Court to kick those issues out. You know, the people of Illinois have spoken. We've tried and tried to get a fair map in Illinois. I don't think we should give up. I think there's ample opportunity to do that. And the other part of your question had to do with term limits. personally, I believe that term limits are necessary. I've limited myself to serve no more than 6 years. How do we resolve the term limit issue is another constitutional issue that I think is going to be very difficult as long as the Chicago machine and Mr. Madigan control how things are done. What I would propose, one easy fix, it wouldn't require any constitutional changes, is to do away with pensions for legislators. Simply eliminate the pensions and don't make it so attractive. People will go home and go to work. We'll get new people, new ideas, and hopefully the state will start moving again.
I think there's already a proposal out there in the legislature for legalizing recreational marijuana. Do you think that's something that should be done? If not, what is the level of legal bans on marijuana you think should be in the state?
Well, we currently have medical marijuana. I believe that the system that was set up is way too cumbersome, very difficult. You know, it's easier to get a prescription for OxyContin or some other opioid than it is for someone to actually get medical marijuana that needs it. We need to address those issues. There are legitimate medical uses for marijuana. Recreational marijuana is a whole different issue. Currently, I don't favor recreational marijuana. I'm looking at the studies that are going on, particularly in Colorado, where they have recreational marijuana, and they're seeing in Colorado some very significant problems, health issues, mental health issues, as a result that have, I guess, grown and become more prevalent since they've legalized marijuana. I don't think it's something we should jump into. It's way too early, and I think the body of evidence may not support that.
Possession of small amounts of marijuana was recently decriminalized in Illinois. Do you think that should stay where it is or be changed?
The criminal justice system is just so jam-packed. I think that we would have a difficult time going back and changing that. I don't condone it. I don't think it's right. I just think we need to find a way to help people and keep them from becoming addicted to drugs. And criminalizing them and giving them a felony record isn't helpful.
That's Dan Calkins, one of three Republicans running for the Illinois House in the 101st District. His GOP challengers in the March 20th primary are Cerro Gordo School Board President Todd Henricks and Piatt County Board Chairman Randy Keith. Jen McMillan is running for the Democratic nomination. I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media.